Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 919 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Will.
Hi, my name is Will Chow. I run a personal development blog at willyoulaugh.com. So, quick question for you, Pat. I'm at the stage where I have a decent-sized email list, and I would like to know your thoughts on creating the first minimum viable product. I think this is a phase that I've been procrastinating with, and ultimately it's partially because my audience is so broad. You know, I've tried to keep it narrow, but I have failed to do so. So what are your thoughts on really creating a minimum viable product? I service the personal development field, but I've been getting questions from everything from doing better with a student's homework to dealing with making friends when you're a divorced single mother with children that are really old and you're disabled in your home. So it's really kind of all across the board, partially due to me talking about many topics. Appreciate you answering this. And I already have a AskPat t-shirt, so feel free to pass it along.
Will, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it and all of your support, and also for offering to give away a t-shirt. What I'm going to do is actually ask the listeners out there to comment in some way, shape, or form on this post. Actually, that form would be on Twitter. If you use the hashtag AskPat919, again, it's hashtag AskPat919. Within a couple weeks, I will select somebody at random and you will get the shirt that Will offered. So just leave a comment, and the best comment that you could offer would be your thoughts on creating a minimum viable product based on Will's question there. So let me give you my thoughts, Will. First of all, you had mentioned that you think you're procrastinating, whereas I'm sure you know that you are, right? And there's a lot of reasons, and it's not just because you have a broad audience, right? I think you are searching for excuses. I think the main excuse is just you're afraid. You're not exactly sure what to do, therefore you're not doing anything. So now that that's aside, and now that I know that you're going to take action in some way, shape, or form, I think that action should be, first of all, reaching out to your audience and actually asking them what of those different topics people want to learn more about. What are they more interested in? If you have an email list already, you can utilize that for it. You can run a survey if you'd like, although I'd recommend having conversations or actually asking for replies from people so you can see what the most important topics are that you get replies from. Those are you're going to be your people who are likely going to want to take action with you in the future. And then also, if you have a Facebook group, doing a Facebook poll is an amazing way to do it. It doesn't matter. You need to find out from your audience specifically, now that you've built it, what it is they're interested in. And yes, you're going to get a lot of stuff back, but what are those top things? And from there, you might want to combine, okay, well, what is the top requested item or top hot topic? What is the biggest pain within that topic? But also, what is your passion? What is something that you feel like would be really, really interesting and exciting for you to actually help people solve? And those two things combined will help you find those things. Now, I would definitely recommend checking out my book, Will It Fly, if you haven't already. So Will, since you've already gotten a t-shirt, what I'm going to do is send you Will It Fly. So my assistant, when they listen to this, hopefully they'll catch that. And if not, reach out back to me if you haven't heard from us, Will. But we do want to send you something as a result of having your question here, and you're asking a perfect question related to this validation idea. So we're going to send you a signed copy of Will It Fly for that. So we'll get your address or try to find it from the last time we've sent something to you. But anyway, the thing that you're going to do in Will It Fly is actually have conversations with people and test. You're going to validate an idea. You can even pre-sell it and create that minimum viable product, something that you'll know that isn't just something people say they want, but it's actually something they're taking action and transacting with you with as a vote of, yes, this is what we want. So that's where I would start. So I'm not going to get too into the details of how that's done. I mean, typically it's done through first understanding what topics you might want to talk about, selecting one that becomes the solution that you want to offer for those pains that you discover, and then actually seeing if you could pre-sell this thing. And to do that, you essentially need, if it's a course, for example, that you're offering, an outline. That's all you need. Or maybe even just the first lesson to see if people are even interested in that. And if not, or if you can even offer something like a PDF file download that's sort of a big time overview, a bird's eye perspective on how to solve those particular problems, and then they can get deeper with you with a course if they choose to go deeper with you. If you can't get people to download that PDF, for example, or that freebie, well, then what's going to make you think you're going to get people to pay for something? See, this is how you kind of take this big idea and turn it into something small but actionable that'll give you answers sooner. So that's the process, essentially, in a nutshell. And I'm going to send you the book, Will It Fly, so you can figure out more into the details of how to do that. So anyway, thank you, Will. I appreciate it. I think you should do it. I think you should have something that you should be working on. And the biggest thing I wanted to hit on was this thought that was kind of breezed over a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, I'm procrastinating. You are procrastinating, Will. And I don't want you to do that no more. So hopefully the people who are here listening to this and who are going to leave a comment using the hashtag AskPat919, leave some words of encouragement to Will. Leave your ideas. And also make sure, hold him accountable and make sure that he's getting the work done. Because, Will, you can get it done. You have an audience that seems to need you, right? And you need to do this in order to serve people even better and even stronger. So you have that cure for that pain that they have. So make it happen. Will, thanks so much. We'll reach out to you very soon for that book. And for those of you who are listening, if you want a question featured here, you can win a shirt like Will did before. And we'll send that to you free of charge for having your question featured here. If you want to ask a question, all you have to do is go to askpat.com. Just ask right there on that page, and then you're all set. So, yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Alexandra Ripley, and that is, should-haves solve nothing. It's the next thing to happen that needs thinking about. Okay? Let me read that one again. Should-haves, like, oh, I should have done that. Should-haves solve nothing. It's the next thing to happen that needs thinking about. Cool. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.